Welcome, folks, to the Tony Sands Show. I am that man, Tony Sands. I am here with my producer, none other than the man himself, Mr. More Than One Hustle, Mr. B. Love. What's happening, baby?
Hey, what's happening? How everybody doing out there?
Man, I hope they're doing fine. They're getting a chance to talk with me and you. They're getting a chance to talk to a lot of guests. They getting the opportunity to be educated and edified on some of the language that we're going to give them today, some of the topics we're going to give them today, and some of the life stories we're going to give them today. Each week, each Wednesday, they're going to get, each and every Wednesday, they're going to get some knowledge from me and you. But they're going to get a knowledge lesson on life when it comes to things that go on in everyday life, because sports isn't everything, but it is the majority of everything that I love. I love sports. I'm going to tell you why I love sports. It taught me so many things. It taught me how to be a leader. It taught me how to be a man. It taught me how to be aggressive and go after what I want in life and never give up. Those are things that it taught me, because I was able to be around so many guys of so many ethnic backgrounds, whether it be their religious background or anything like that. And I was able to get in there and mesh with those guys, and we became one, and there was one goal, and that was the goal to win. It was what we called a brotherhood. That's none other. Like I got to tell people, get involved in something, sports. And I see why when you look at applications, and they ask, have you ever been involved in some type of team or fraternity? That's why they ask, because they know it is tough to get in those, but they know there's a leadership quality in you and a value to win that comes with that. I mean, that's why they do that, to make sure that you have some type of qualities. And I'm going to tell you one thing. We're going to give you a rundown of the first hour of the show. Got caught up in a situation. What I mean, got caught up in a situation, is that they were able to get caught by the FBI. When I say FBI, you know, when I think about the FBI, I think about them alphabet boys. I think about the alphabet boys, the DEA, the FBI, and the IRSB. Let me tell you, there's a story in the local paper here in the, you know, the Miami paper, the Miami Herald. I'm quoting this from the Miami Herald. Feds arrest dozens in the ID tax fraud takedown in South Florida. In South Florida. Man, this story is going to be, this story is big. When I say big, so big. I mean, the money value in this is over half a billion dollars. Over half a billion dollars. Two local guys. Well, one local guy, another guy. Both these guys played in the NFL, made a lot of money. One of the guys was William Joseph, ex-University of Miami player, spent a half past decade, paid half a decade in the NFL. Michael Bennett, running back, come from Wisconsin, played in the NFL. These guys got caught up by the feds. One of the lead guys that's in this case with the IRS Criminal Investigative Unit, Joseph Tony Gonzalez, special agent, the IRS Criminal Investigation Unit, told the Miami Herald, this is their job, is to protect the integrity of the tax system and the honest taxpayers. So they knew that they had these two guys. It wasn't a secret that they knew that, okay, we had these guys and we were going to use them to make this article even more flamboyant. It reminded me of watching the 30-30 special, and you watch these guys make so much money, millions and millions of dollars, and to go from nothing to something, back to nothing, with the man that messes with the man's psyche, messes with the man ego. B, I mean, there's a lot of things to do with that kind of money. When you're young, to me, I'm going to say a young African-American, because I can only relate from the African-American standpoint, is that we go to strip clubs. We buy fancy cars. We buy big houses. We'll buy a house and have 10 cars, and we can only drive one. But we have all this out there because we have all this money. But yet and still, these guys are still going paycheck to paycheck. What happens when the paycheck stops, B? Let me tell you, man. Why I say pay. The first opportunity I got a chance to see an NFL paycheck was Michael Irvin. You know, and I was in college. I was a young guy, you know, enjoying the college life. And all of a sudden, Mike told me, he said, hey, I was, you know, down with Mike. He said, come over for the weekend. You know, I flew down from Kansas. You know, we had an off week. I flew down there. You know, I wanted to see what the Dallas Cowboy people live like. So I went down there. You know, I had a room in his house and things of that nature. But he told me to come over to the facility and pick up his paycheck because, you know, they got paid. They get paid called Big Monday. You get paid. And this is why I got an opportunity to play in the league. So, you know, it's called Big Monday, right? I goes to pick up a check. You know, you in my day, you heard people making 20, 25, 30,000 back in. Now, that's a lot of money. And I'm looking at this was a week's check. $37,000. So I'm saying to myself, wow, this is a lot of money. This is a lot of money. And I just don't know how you go through all that money and lose. But I know we throw them up in the club and make it rain and make it rain. But now, to switch gears, and I hope my high school guys that are listening to the show, I hope y'all understand it. I hope y'all see that. Don't get yourself caught up out here because there's a lot of ways to get yourself caught up. But we have two of South Florida's top phenoms in the building with us today on the Tony Sands Show. We have, first off, we have class of 2014, one of the top athletes in the game here in South Florida. We have Brandon Powell. What's up, Brandon?
What's up, Sam?
Man, I'm just chilling, man. It's a pleasure. Anytime I can spare, you know, put wisdom and knowledge in you young guys' head. I hope you got an opportunity to hear what I was saying in that article. But we also have Highlands Man of the Hour, Aurelius Hammer Time Burns. Aurelius, why I say hello to you? Let me tell you something. When I see Hammer Time, man, I'm going to tell you, a person of my years, we think of MC Hammer. He had the bloom pants. He's dancing around and spent around. Where did you get the name Hammer Time?
The way I hit the hole and the way I break tackles.
So the way you hit the holes and break tackles, that's why they call you Hammer Time. Elaborate a little bit more on that for me, please.
Well, in 10th grade, when I played for Monarch, they really saw that I could hit the holes really hard and I hit it really fast. So they decided to call me Hammer Time.
After that, they call you Hammer Time. Who gave you? Who was the individual that gave you that name? Okay. And I guess he called his parents probably playing MC Hammer music in the house, and that's Hammer Time. But anyway, hey man, it's a nice name. It's nice to have you on the air with me. I get an opportunity to see you young men play each and every weekend here in South Florida. Brandon, let me tell you this. I know it's a big week for you. Big, huge week. Reason being, you guys play your neighborhood rival, the Ely Tigers. What have you guys done this week here? Because you guys had an off week this week, am I right? Brandon? You guys had an off week this week?
Hello?
Probably with Brandon on the mic. Aurelius, we're going to go and we'll come back to Brandon. Who do you guys play this week?
Oh, we play Jupiter Christian.
Oh, okay, okay. You guys go to Jupiter or they come to Highlands?
Oh, they come to Highlands this week.
Now, you come off a big game, am I right or wrong?
Yes, I'm wrong.
You had, what, 220-some yards, 20 carries, and 3 touchdowns?
Yep.
Wow. That is a Hammer Time. That is what you call Hammer Time. On the year, you already have 700-some yards. If you keep that up, you'll get over, what, 1,600-1,700 yards this year?
Hopefully. That's what I plan for.
11 touchdowns already? Wow. 11 touchdowns on the year. Yeah, that's hammer time. That's all time. On time. Ready to get the job done. Brandon.
Yes, sir.
Okay, now, I know you got a big game this week, right?
Yes, sir.
Who you guys play this week?
We play Blanche Ely High School.
You guys play Blanche Ely High School. How far is Blanche Ely from?
It's like
Deerfield.
It's like 10, 15 minutes away from Deerfield.
10, 15 minutes away from Deerfield. So a lot of the kids in your neighborhood live in Ely boundaries, go to your school, and vice versa. Am I right or wrong?
Yes, sir.
So now, does that make this game here even more intriguing to you and your team?
Yeah, this is like the biggest game of the season because you're playing against people that stay like right next door to you. So you don't want to hear all the trash talking all year, talking about we beat y'all. So this is why it's one of the biggest game of the season.
Game of the season. Now, Ely get an opportunity to play the Soul Bowl. And I tell people, that doesn't have that much mystique as the Ely and the Deerfield game, because this game here is about neighborhood thing. The Ely thing is more, to me, Ely Dillard thing has become more about the bands than it has become about anything to me. What you think?
Yeah, I think it's like the Deerfield game, Deerfield and Ely game is way much bigger than Ely and Dillard. Because most likely people that go to Ely and Deerfield games, like, it's people that play for Deerfield or play for Ely that they don't like each other. Like, they hate the opposite school and they just want to see a good football game. They're not worried about the band.
If you have the need for speed, or do you simply just want to lose weight, or get the best training to help you develop your skills, whether it's football or any other sport, just to name a few different skills you can learn, like agility, balance, coordination, assistance, and resistance. In order to be the best, you got to get trained by the best. Tony Sands at GetSensational.com. For more information, call 954-691-7804. Once again, 954-691-7804. Call now.
My homeboys, a whole crew of niggas down here. Hack dumb and watch me school a nigga down here. I'm still the same nigga. Still grow. I still eat my greens with my fingers, cat. Still down with my dogs, ain't no change in that. I keep it tight like the Haitian love. So I say, my view late to my Haitian thug. I got love for hell, nigga, get in that paper hood. Stack your chips, get paid, and make them hate you, cuz. But stay the same, nigga. True players never change, nigga. I've been popping crystal, been fired up the chain, nigga. I've been a product of this game, nigga. I've been a VIP baller at the club, getting brain, nigga. I've been a big dog, I've been a hustler. I've been a real nigga, I've been a muscler. I've been a money getter, I've been a scuffler. I've been a nigga, never feel any busters. Day hardly get me. When I was broke, you couldn't pay a bitch to fuck with me. Fuck you hoes, fuck you niggas, you can never get me. I'm on the road, baby. Zilla got me out the hole, baby. I'm making hits with Trick Daddy on the road, on the foes, baby. My mouthpiece full of goals, baby. Tailor made in the clothes, get the skins on my toes, baby. I'm buying money, ain't stun these hoes. Bitch, I'm a player, I be running these hoes. If push came to shove, I be gunning these hoes. I wish a nigga would try me by one of these hoes.
Brandon, what's happening, man?
What's up, son?
Hey, man. Gotta pay the bills, man. Gotta pay some of the bills, you know what I mean? Hey, Brandon, but let's get back into that Ely matchup a little bit. Tell me what you guys have done this past week, because you guys were off. Am I right or wrong?
Yes, sir. We had an off week.
So now, they give you an off week to play your rival. How did that help you guys?
It helped us a lot because we had a lot of injuries on the game before, so the week off really helped us, and it gave us a lot of more time to watch film and get our defense ready for the high power. You know, they pass the ball every play, so we got to get in shape and got to get ready for that.
Okay, now, in order for your team to be successful, I see you having some big games this year. What you think you, as an individual, going to need to do in this game to get a win for your team?
I just got to push everybody to work hard. Don't quit. No matter what, don't quit. This is the biggest game of the season. Anybody having, like, make a bad play, just pick your head up. You got the next play. Do anything to win this game. This game means so much to the team and to the program. So everybody in the county in Deerfield is hoping for us to win this game.
Ariz, now that game is played on Saturday, am I correct? Saturday night?
Yes, sir. Right.
Okay, and Ariz, you guys play on what night? Friday?
We play on Friday.
Okay, I'm quite sure with that being a Saturday game, I'm quite sure they put that as a Saturday game for everybody in Broward County to come to because they know that they will make a lot of money. That Brandon, that game is played in Deerfield or in Pompano?
Yes, it's in Deerfield.
I guess that's why they widened the road because they knew the road out in front of the school, they widened it a little bit, folks, I guess because they knew that this game would be a big game and the traffic is going to be enormous. Aurelius, now tell me this. Where are some of the places – schools and college that you would like to go to?
Some of the places I would be looking at Troy, University of Illinois, Western Kentucky, UCLA, and South Dakota.
Okay, all right. And what schools you visited and what places did you visit this summer?
I visited Troy, I visited University of Samford, and Alabama, Birmingham.
Okay, all right. Well, guys, hey, it was a pleasure to have you on the air. You know, we're going to get into a little bit of this college football. Oh, before I let you guys go, I'm going to let each one of you guys give me a pick in a college game, and I'm going to see which one you – how knowledgeable you are about the game of football. Okay, now, you know this weekend we got number 15 Texas versus number 13 Oklahoma. Brandon, who you taking that game?
Well, I like Texas.
Like Texas? Aries, who you taking that game?
I take Texas.
You think Texas too, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What about – now, this is a real good matchup. Number 17, Stanford versus number 7, Notre Dame.
I'll take Stanford in this one.
You'll take Stanford? What about you, Brandon?
I don't know. I think I'll take Notre Dame.
You're going Notre Dame. So we split on that one. You guys matched up with Texas on the first one. This is the last one. Number 3, South Carolina at number 9, LSU.
South Carolina.
Oh, both of you. So you guys were in unity on 2 picks, but you guys divided on the Notre Dame-Sanford pick, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, guys, it was a pleasure to have you on. We got to get into some more of this college football. We're going to get into the top 25. Man, you guys have a great season. Brandon, you guys take care of business. Aurelius, you handled against Jupiter Christian. I want to see you put up about 200 yards. Brandon, you got to get the win. The people in Deerfield are counting on you. The pressure's on you.
Yes,
you know
sir.
When you walk the halls of Deerfield tomorrow and Friday, everybody's going to be looking for you to win. Am I right? To do the thing.
Yes, sir.
All right. Handle your business, guys. Right. Hey, enjoy the rest of your season. We're going to get you on later on. When you guys make a decision on where you want to go, let the Tony Sands Show be the first show to release your commitment of where you want to go. We'll see you guys later. It was nice having you on.
All right.
Now, Pete, now you heard those young men. They got the one thing about them. Those were nice young men to talk to on the air. They spoke clearly. They had their mindset on where they want to go and where they and how they're going to get there. Brandon got a big job. I mean, the people in Deerfield and around that city is depending on that young man to be successful. Now, let's get into the top 25. When I say the top 25 of college football. College football top 25. We go Alabama number 1. Oregon, number 2, South Carolina, number 3, Florida, number 4, West Virginia, Geno Smith, Stetson Brown, K-State. I love K-State being at number 6. Notre Dame, as we said, at number 7. Ohio State at 6. Do we have Derek on the line with us?
Yep.
What's up, D? What's going on, man?
Feeling, man. I'm listening to you, man. It's real nice. I'm listening to it.
Thank you, man. D, let's go down the line. I'm gonna tell you something. We're at Notre Dame at number 7.
Okay.
Do you think Notre Dame is worthy of being at number 7?
No.
Wait a minute, hold on, D. Why not?
Me personally, I think it's because of just the name. Again, the name of Notre Dame. They played some good colleges, but again, for them to be independent and not like playing.
They beat some big boys now, D.
They beat who they beat? Michigan, okay.
Yeah.
And they beat Michigan.
Michigan ain't no pushover.
Isn't that who they beat?
I think they beat Michigan State.
Yeah, they beat Michigan and Michigan State. But I'm saying like that time were they still ranked? I mean, how high were Michigan and Michigan State ranked? Because again. That's almost like a constant play.
D, come on now.
They play like USC. Did they still play USC and those other schools?
D, come on now. D, come on. Okay, well, we'll find out when they play Stanford this week how tough they really are. Correct?
Right. Yeah, correct.
Correct. Okay, let's go down the line. Ohio State, since you said Notre Dame is not worthy of number 7, what about Ohio State then?
Now, where Ohio State ranked right now?
Number 8.
No, I say Ohio State. I think they're much better than Notre Dame. I just like their defense, and they play a better sound offense. They're playing a little more controlled ball, and the way they seem like I personally believe they could be a top 5. They should be a top 5 team.
Come on now, dude. Let's look at it. I mean, only person I see in the top five that I would give them an opportunity and a shot to say that they're better than would be Florida. Because I don't see them. They're not better than Alabama, correct?
No. Nobody's going to be better than Alabama for a while.
Oregon.
I would say Oregon. I would say your top five should be Alabama, West Virginia, Oregon, Ohio State, and Florida.
I mean, I like West Virginia. I can go for West Virginia. I can go for West Virginia being at number two. But I still like Oregon to go to number three, and South Carolina drops to four, and that drops. I would take Florida out of it. That's just my opinion.
Okay, well, if you take Florida, I put South Carolina in that same spot because those two teams, I think, are better than Notre Dame.
Come on. All right, well, let's go. All right, let's keep going. LSU at number nine.
From what I saw against Florida, I think they should have dropped out of the top ten. Cause they did, when they played Florida, they wasn't playing attack like they were last year. Often they seemed like they were playing more conservative, not to lose. You know what I'm saying? Well, mostly if you watch a lot of their plays and stuff, how they was going north and stuff, like their offense seemed like Alabama's was last year, just more attacking on offense. Now it's like they going side to side. From what I saw, it's like they were just scared to not to turn the ball over.
Okay, let's continue through it then. We got USC at number 11, Florida State at number 12, Oklahoma at 13, Georgia at 14, Texas at number 15, Clemson 16, Stanford 17, Louisville 18, Mississippi State 19, Rutgers 20, Cincinnati 21, A&M 22, Louisiana Tech even jumps in the top 25 at a 5-0 record. At number 23, Boise State, 24, and Michigan jumps back in the top 25.
Okay.
Would you put Michigan back in the top 25? Now, see, that adds more credibility to Notre Dame being at number 7 now, D.
Right, but that adds more credibility to it now
because they are back in the top 25.
Okay,
correct?
But again, yeah, they are. But again, it's just that, again, Michigan, big name. Michigan State, big name. Plus, it's like Florida State, Miami. Well, I say Florida State, Miami.
No, wait a minute. Hold on,
like,
D. Hold on, D. Hold up now.
Right.
I'm glad you said. List them three schools you just said.
Florida State, Miami.
I'm glad you said Miami last because you knew where to put them. I'll let you set yourself up for that one now. You know, I had to jug at you for a minute now. You knew where they belong.
Yeah, but again, it's like Miami, again, that's a whole different story. That's what I'm saying.
Listen, the latest college news that's going on, Texas Southern, man, you know, the NCAA cited them for a lack of institutional control.
Okay.
Man, when you get slapped with a lack of institutional control, you know, not far from that is the death penalty. You understand that?
Right.
And being that you mentioned Miami, do the NCAA slap on them a lack of institutional control? Now, I'm going to tell you, my producer's over here looking at me like, why am I picking on the Miami Hurricanes? I am not picking on the Hurricanes. I am only stating facts. That's all I'm stating, facts. Right, D? Am I correct? What you say?
The death penalty, no, I wouldn't slap down. I look at it as a fine, because me personally, that's more, I'm not, the kids, again, that's something that could have dealt with by the organization, like the president, because they knew who this person was, okay? And it's just said, Randy Shannon knew if this guy was trying to get him away, but when you got people above you who keeping him around, Randy only got with so much power. I don't think the kids should get blamed for that. I think they just hit the college and just fine
them. Listeners, fans, let's understand. I want you to understand this. I am not blaming anything on Randy Shannon. Only thing I stated was not too far from a lack of institutional control when the NCAA labels you as that is possibly a death penalty. And I know the NCAA don't want to give anybody the death penalty because SMU is still trying to bounce back from that when they got hit with the death penalty from the Pony Express. But, you know, that's it. You know, Georgia Tech fired Al Groh. And I'm going to blame that on the Miami Hurricanes. Now, if you want to blame something on the Miami Hurricanes, this man lost his job on the Miami Hurricanes. Can you agree?
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, right. I agree.
Hey, D, I want you to stay on because we're going to let you carry. We're going to carry you through the show. We got to go to a commercial break here. We're going to go through a commercial break, man. We coming back with you. Hey, stay tuned. Call us. If you want to call in to the show, you can call in at
951-530-413-9537 or line 253-0513-6472.
You heard my boy B-Love give you that number. Call in. Or you can call in 1-888-429-5471. That's for those people that's listening to us in Canada. You can call in. That's 888-429-5471. Call in. Give us your opinion on what you think about in the sports world that is so important to you and you want to get across. So we head into a commercial break. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about the comparison of Sanchez and Mr. Tim Tebow. But stay with us, and you're going to see what I talk about with that.
Ladies, whether you're trying to look good for that special someone, or you're Miss Independent and you just want to look good for yourself, listen, you need to scratch where you've been going, because sensational is where you need to be. Where they specialize in shortcuts, weaves, sew-ins, and wraps, and so forth. At Sensational Beauty Salon, it's guaranteed that they'll have you looking. For an appointment, call 954-786-3997. That's 954-786-3997. Located at 801 South Dixie Highway, Suite 5 in Cypress. Commercial brought to you by Focus and Dirty B.
Hey, listen. Look, I can get you a lot of things in life, baby. You know you need me in your life. I can get you diamond rings, everything. I can promise you a lot, but you know, sometimes life get hard and I can't follow through on everything I promise you.
The mama look good, she stay fly. She ain't about no drama, she don't need it in her life. She go hard in the paint, the mama got her own. The mama look good, she stay fly. She ain't about no drama, she don't need it in her life. She go hard in the paint. Yeah. The mama got her own. It's Dirty B. The mama look good, she stay looking fly. She get it on her own, she don't need no handout. She working two jobs with no man in the house. She real independent, her hustle game's tremendous. And she ain't bout no games, she strictly bout her business. She keep it real classy about how she get it. Take care of her own bills, plus a few dependents. She got her head right and strong ambitions. No time for wishing. Lil' mama go and get it, go hard in the paint. You can call her Lisa Leslie, and she don't keep too many friends. And money be your bestie, and got a hand game for them hoes that be testing. And keep a switchblade that's sharper than Wesley, cause she my secret weapon. And shawty gon' protect me, and never get mad when the mother hoes sweat me. And just to have a girl like that, that's a blessing. Lil' mama look good, she stay fly. She ain't about no drama, she don't need it in her life. She go hard in the paint. The mama got her own. The mama look good, she stay fly. She ain't about no drama, she don't need it in her life. She go hard in the paint. The mama got her own.
You could call her a dime, but that would be trying her. Certified 28, too much women is flies her. Plus she bumpin' two shit, niggas really frightin' her. Know I'm destined to shine, so that door enlighten her. Smoke like Bob, no pyro, she be lighting up. Got a short fuse, I be telling her to lighten up. She was acting bougie till my swag made her lighten up. She my sidekick, nigga, no crime fighting stuff. Plus she independent, so she really do ask for much. If I get locked, she the first to see my bond is up. No glue, me and her bond stay tight as fuck. And she ain't scary, she'll do it, set you right up. No, she a G, she ain't even on that gossip stuff. Yeah, I'm M.O.B., but she bake bread, so I buy stuff. Fresh, no floors, but a flower bomb got me stuck. She go hard in the paint like she's in the dump.
Good, she stay fly. She ain't about no drama, she don't need it in her life. She go hard in the paint. The mama got her own. The mama look good, she stay fly. She ain't about no drama, she don't need it in her life. She go hard in the paint. The mama got her own.
my Chevy, smoking on the finest.
So hard in the pain.
Your mama got her own crib and her own car. If she ever at the club, then she posted by the bar. She's scoping out the room, seeing who she wanna leave with. If I was her, I'd be the one she leave with. That G shit. Shawty, she a hot girl, but got a cool vibe. Dry kush, got her wetter than a poolside. Never thought I loved her, Cupid did a drive-by. Shawty, she a keeper, the rest is just
her. Your mama look good, she stay fly. She ain't about no drama, she don't need it in her life. She go hard in the paint, the mama got her own. The mama look good, she stay fly. She ain't about no drama, she don't need it in her life. She go hard in the paint, the mama got her own.
I know I look good, I know I stay fine. Independent female, out to get mine.
So hard in the paint. So hard in the pain.
My stride is so smooth, you just can't deny. Rolling in my Chevy, smoking on that fire.
So hard in the pain. So hard in the pain.
Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. Guys, when you talk about the rap industry and you talk about South Florida, and you talk about, as they call, the Magnolia, which stands for Pompano, you can't help but to talk about a guy that has played the game of football also. When you see him, he's a man amongst men. Music flowing throughout the country. My main man, a guy I had an opportunity to train, the man himself, Mr. Hood Diesel, to the Tony Sands Show. What's up, D? What's happening?
Yeah, man. What's up, man? Everything lovely, man.
Yeah. Let me tell you something, man. I tell people when you look at the rap industry and you see the rap industry and you see football, they're so similar. Because right. I look at football players want to be rappers. Rappers want to be football players, and that's why they bond so tight when they're out in the clubs or out anywhere. That's that respect that they have for each other, because it takes hard work to be a rapper. A guy like yourself, what is your typical day like for a rapper like yourself?
Oh, man, it's just really, you got to have a balance. So, you know what I mean? I do my spiritual thing, you know, where giving the Heavenly Father his praise, you know what I mean? That's the first thing. And then, you know, I got to look at my family and make sure everybody on point, you know what I'm saying? And then I'm ready to work, you know what I'm saying? Hit the studio. Or just, you know, sit home and write songs, you know what I mean? Listen to some production, write songs, or just write some acapella music, you know what I mean? And get ready for that next project, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Just on that next project, you know what I mean? Or, you know, nighttime, hit the shows up, you know what I mean?
How many hours do you spend in a day? How many hours do you spend in the studio writing, producing, you know, whatever have you that comes with the rap game?
Well, actually, it's like right now, I'm in the promotional stage of a project that I'm putting out, so it's only been like, you know, like an hour or two, because it's like 90% business, you know what I mean?
When
it comes down to crunch time. Yeah, it's crunch time now, so it's like 90% business, you know what I mean? Sitting down with my manager, and we plotting on cities, you know what I'm saying, and strategies and everything, you know what I mean?
Now, you said business, and that's the one thing that, in the past, that have hurt rappers in the game, because they understood what it takes to produce and make a rap song, but they didn't understand the business side of it. And that's what hurt them in the game. And that's what, when you look at it, so many rappers have fallen by the wayside when it comes financially and wishing they could make some of the money that the rappers nowadays are making. What else that you like to do on a day when you're away from music, man, and you're away from everything and you want to just sit and mellow to yourself? What do a guy like Hood Diesel do?
And I'm pretty just like, I like to chill with my family, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I got a son, you know what I mean? I like to chill with him, you know what I mean? Chill with my little lady friend, you know what I mean? I mean, you just holler at my mom, you know what I mean? My grandma, because, you know, life's so short, man. Like, you got to try to get that in whenever you could, though, you know? Like, you know, you can holler at my brother, you know what I'm saying? Like, that that's enjoyment for me because the music business is so exciting. Like, you know, working, I'm at a club doing this too, but I'm having fun at the same time. So, you know, I mean, it's like relaxing is fun to you now. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, man. And like I tell people, the older we get, these before I let you go, what are some of, you said, give the people some of the projects that you're working on. So if they want to get in touch with Hood Diesel, want to, you know, book you for a show, want to get some of your music, how do they go about doing that?
Oh, man, check it out, man. I got a new project coming out, the Hood Diesel for President. And, I mean, it's a serious, serious project, you know what I'm saying? I got some fun stuff on there, too. But I'm going to be touching a lot of issues, you know what I'm saying? Just like, okay. You know, hitting them with some real knowledge, you know what I mean? I'm independent, so I can do that, you know what I mean? I got to say that, you know what I mean?
Okay. I feel you. I feel you.
But correct, yeah, man, if anybody's trying to book me anything, you know, they can hit me up at hooddiesel101@gmail.com, you know what I'm saying? Diesel spelled with a Z instead of an S. You know what I mean? And, you know, features, anything, you know what I mean?
Check Say me that out, again, right Diesel, there, so yeah. That way they can get it down. That's Hood Diesel where?
All right. HoodDiesel101@gmail.com, you know?
Hey.
I do everything through the email, so, you know what I mean? That's what it is. Hit me up. You know, serious inquiries only. You already know. You know what I mean? We can get it out.
I hear you, man. Hey, I thank you for taking time out your business schedule to come on the Tony Sands Show and, you know, and let people know what a rapper life is like here in South Florida, because South Florida is a busy city, man, but you keep doing what you do, and your music is bringing a community together, and it's people like you in the community that is making young ones understand that you can accomplish whatever you want to accomplish when you put your mind to it. So you continue to do what you do, man. Hey, until then, you keep pushing that music out, and we'll keep listening.
All right. Thanks, bro. Thanks. Hey, man, keep doing your thing, Tony, man. You're a major inspiration to me and everybody else out here, man, down here in South Florida, man. And I want you to keep doing your thing, too, man. We appreciate
it,
man.
Hey, man, thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you. Now, people, that was Hood Diesel, like I told you, one of the top rappers here in the South Florida area. But now, we have come to a part in our show to where this is called the Golden Touch Hour with my main man. And when I say my main man, a guy, when my body's aching and I'm cricking and and I need to get back in the game, I call my man Shannon at Golden Touch. This is considered in our show the Golden Touch Hour. What's up, Shannon?
How you doing, Tony?
Man, I'm good, man. What's going on with you?
Oh, man, I just got through doing a client, man.
Wow. Yeah.
Busy day. But
I hear you, man. You never stop. This is where I wonder about massage therapy. Because I'm saying to myself, my wife say, Tony, give me a massage when you're in the bed. I said, okay, no problem. I'm going to give you a massage, baby, because I know that's what you want. I'm in the midst of massaging her. After some while, my fingers start locking up. Is it the fingers or the forearm? I'm trying to figure out what part of, how do your fingers not ache in the course of a day?
Well, it's kind of like a workout. You know, you got to get your body used to doing a massage. Okay. A lot of the pressure don't come from your hands. It comes from your body mechanics and your body weight.
Now, repeat that again. So, for those of them that don't understand what you just said, repeat that again.
I said that it comes from your body mechanics.
Okay.
Meaning the pressure doesn't come from your hands.
Uh-huh.
You got to stand a certain way, and you got to lean your body in. That's how you get a deeper pressure and go into the deeper muscles. But it's like a workout. You know, you got to get your body used to doing a massage.
Okay. I can do that. Now, let people know, why is it so important that we get a massage?
Man, let me tell you. Massage does so much. If someone, let's say if you have an injury, you know, the doctor will tell you to, you know, you may have a surgery. That's not the case. Massage helps loosen your body. It helps keep your joints mobile.
Uh-huh.
It helps increase your circulation.
Okay.
It helps give you energy. It helps with your immune system. I mean, it's so much into massage. It's not just a luxury. is really a necessity. Everyone should get at least once a month. If you're someone that trains, you need to get it once a week.
Well, you know, I know because I call you for a lot of my guys, man. My guys live by you. I remember when I brought you out in Core Spring at Cooper City, man. My guys, hey, where's Golden Touch? That's all they were saying. Where's Golden Touch? Let people know, you know, let people know where the name Golden Touch come from, because I think it puts knowledge to that name and relates it why you are considered Golden Touch and why we had to go and say this is the Golden Touch Hour.
Okay. Well, when I was in school, let's say out of maybe 500 students, during graduation, there was an award. It's called the Golden Touch Award. And that award came from performance and dedication to the craft.
Uh-huh.
And it's, I'll tell you, man, God gave me a gift. And I really didn't understand the gift I had until I started doing massages. And throughout the years of hearing everyone telling me that this is the best massage I've ever had, I kind of realized that that's my gift, you know. And
right, correct.
It's something about massage that's, I mean, it's amazing. The body is designed to heal itself. And through massage therapy, I ate to that.
Now, Shannon, and in my years of, you know, and I did a lot of banging. You know, they say when you're playing football, it's equal to being in a car wreck going at 30 miles an hour running into a brick wall every time there's an impact in the game. So collision you're saying every time. What you say?
It's a collision every time.
So how important is even in that to the average person that's out here working? To where I say, for instance, in the beauty business, my wife's standing on her feet all day long, all day long. She's working her fingers. How's important for those that's in the beauty business to get massages?
Well, exactly. When you play sports, especially with football, that is a collision sport, and you get trauma to your body.
Correct.
That's one thing. But when you're someone that does hair, or you're a painter or a mechanic, you do the same motion every day, throughout the day. It's called repetitive movement. And through that repetitive movement, muscles are going to overexert itself.
Okay.
The muscles overexert itself, and it continues to be tight and tight. It's going to get tight enough to press on a nerve, which is going to cause pain. That's why a lot of, God forbid, massage therapists or people that does hair or people that use their wrists a lot gets carpal tunnel.
Uh-huh.
So you need massage because massage helps alleviate the tension, takes pressure off the nerve, increases circulation. If your muscle is tight, then that means it's less blood flow going to your heart. If less blood flow is going to your heart, that means you're not getting the energy that it needs. You're gonna stretch yourself out, and which causes pain.
Okay. And Shannon, and this is why, like I tell people when I talk to them and I emphasize on them why they should get massages, and I tell them where they should go. Guys, he massaged my pro guys. When I have young men and young women, their lives are in my hand for a simple fact, especially pro guys, because their families depend on me to put their sons in the right position to be successful. So if that client is with me, I got to put them around the best people. And Shannon is the best person when it comes to massages by far. By far. We talk about it all the time when we're together. How we brought Brandon Powell on, Shannon. Let some people know how you kept him in the game.
Oh, man, Brandon, that's a good kid. Brandon is someone, you know, as a young athlete, you have all the athletic abilities. You get up 3 a.m. and you can go. You know, don't stretch, you just go. But Brandon had one time he had a tight groin muscle. And he could barely walk. So he called me one day. I believe the trainer at the school told him that he don't work on groins. And he called me up, said he was in pain. He needed some treatment. So I go out to the school, and I worked on him. I gave him some stretches. And throughout the course of, actually after that treatment, he felt great. I told him to go in the ice tub, ice, and I'll come out and stretch you again. And about a week, he was back on the football field.
Okay.
But
okay.
I mean, That's what massage therapy does, but you got to have someone that exactly has a good knowledge of the body and not just rub and put lotion on. You know, my skills is not just regular Swedish massage. It's, I, I'm My modalities, I'm certified in neuromuscular therapy. Sports.
Wait a minute, Shannon. Hold on now. Hold on, hold on. Slow down. Say that again.
Okay, I say I am certified in neuromuscular therapy.
Let those know that. You got to let people know what that means, man. You know, I'm in the business, so I know. But those that don't understand, we're talking like we're talking doctors. You know, when doctors come in there and tell you this, that, and that, they're hurting. Hey, man, let them know.
Neuromuscular therapy is a point-specific type of modality. Modality is a type of treatment. If you come in for your back, you say your back hurts. You have so much muscle within the back. You know, you have your latissimus dorsi, you have your erectors. The list goes on. You have muscle that lay on top of muscle. So if I want to get to the deeper muscle, I have to know exactly how that muscle fiber runs, how to move one muscle out the way and get to that deep muscle. So it's very point specific. I follow the muscle fiber from the beginning of the muscle all the way down to the end.
Okay. Hey,
that's the key to massage.
You the man. This is a Shannon. You might as well stay on the air. Quilla, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Now, listen how she come on there. Yeah, I'm ready. Shannon, you can tell that's Deerfield Beach, Florida for you. Yeah, I'm ready. What are you ready for, Quilla?
I'm ready for some football.
Are you ready for some football?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, let's get into the game picks. Derek, are you there? Okay, we're all going to get into this game pick. We're going to pick some of the games from college. We're going to pick some of the games from the NFL. Shannon, you might as well stay on with us and ride on out the rest of the show with us. Okay, we're going to go. I got there's number 15, Texas, playing number 13, Oklahoma this week. Brandon, Derek, who you have?
The teams again, say them again. Texas and who?
Texas and Oklahoma.
Oh, I got to go to Oklahoma with that one.
Quilla, who you pick?
I think I'm gonna ride with Oklahoma with that one too.
You're gonna ride with Oklahoma? Shannon,
yeah,
who you got?
I'm gonna ride with Oklahoma.
Well, everybody's going to Oklahoma. I'm gonna go for the Longhorns, man. I go against the grain.
All right, B-Love, who you got? All right, I can't go against the Big 12 conference. That was the Big 8 conference, so I'm going Oklahoma. All right, let's go. We got number 17 Stanford versus number 7 Notre Dame.
I'm going with Stanford.
Quilla, who you got?
I'm riding with Notre Dame.
All right. Shannon?
Man, the way Notre Dame beat on the U last week, man, and I love the U, I'm going Notre Dame.
All right, cool. I got to go with Stanford because one of my athletes paid for Stanford. Who you got, Brian? All right. Now, let's pick two pro games, guys. Let's go Dallas versus Baltimore. Quilla, I'm going to let you go first. Ladies first.
I'm gonna have to ride with Baltimore on this one.
Derek?
Well, with the Ravens, man, that defense is just too tenacious for me right now. And the Dallas, until the receivers get with Tony Romo, because I can't really blame all that on Romo when I saw that game. He's got to get some continuity with those receivers, so I'm going with the Ravens.
All right, Shannon?
Well, I'm going with Baltimore all day.
Brian? I'm going with the Cowboys. I'm a Cowboy guy. Now, I hate this pick because I got to do it, and I got to do this for a reason. Only because I am from South Florida, and that's the only reason I'm doing this. And Quilla, I'm quite sure you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Come on. We talking about St. Louis Rams. How boring is it? St. Louis Rams versus the Miami Dolphins.
Whole team.
Quilla, who you going with?
You already know Miami Dolphins, baby.
Shannon, who you going with?
I love everything here in Miami. You know I'm going with the Dolphins.
But I'm going to ask for those that don't know. Who you going with?
Oh, wow, that's funny.
Ryan Tannehill, he's going with.
I'm going with the Dolphins, of course.
All right. Brand, me and B. I'm going with St. Louis. I'm going against the grain. Shannon, what you got? Right, he go with everything. I'm going to pick the last game here because this is Deerfield and Ely. I'm going with the Deerfield Bucks. Hey. I'm going to tell y'all, hey, it was an enjoyable show. I enjoyed having you on. Quilla, I'm going to bring you back next week. We're going to continue to pick games. this week. Guys, Shannon, we got the Shannon Hour. We got to close. But in closing, learn each day and let each day teach you something about the next day. And in closing, this is the Tony Sands Show, and we're closing out. Peace.
If you have the need for speed, or do you simply just want to lose weight, or get the best training to help you develop your skills, whether it's football or any other sport, just to name a few different skills you can learn, like agility, balance, coordination, assistance, and resistance. In order to be the best, you got to get trained by the best. Tony Sands at GetSensational.com. For more information, call 954-691-7804. Once again, 954-691-7804. Call now.